Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Welcome back to the Press Podcast, your source for local news and sports. Let's run this morning through some of the top headlines. Many of them you'll find in the newspaper this week, but some of the items we'll discuss this morning will actually be in next week's newspaper. One of those is the big field fire out off of US 641 yesterday afternoon. About the time school buses were rolling through the area, I think the fire started around 4 o'clock, burned up several acres there of cornfield near Lilydale Road there at the corner of US 641 in Lilydale. Firefighters from multiple agencies were out there for a number of hours trying to get that blaze under control. I believe the cornfield that was badly damaged belongs to James Penn. We've not had any measurable rainfall here in Crittenden County since August 19th. And I know there are a good number of counties in Kentucky that are declaring no burning, what they call burn bans. I think 34 counties have done that so far, not Crittenden County. A couple of others in West Kentucky have declared a burn ban. The worst drought conditions are south central Kentucky right now, but very dry here, and fortunately there does look like some weather activity that's going to come through the area perhaps today and tomorrow. That's the good news. The bad news is it doesn't look like it's going to be a great deal of accumulation. Maybe an inch. It's just going to be some light rain, maybe patched together in different showers. But we'll take whatever we can get right now. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more news.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
Well, a late-night traffic stop on Tuesday in Crittenden County turned into one of the largest methamphetamine busts here since 2019. There was a traffic stop that Sheriff Evan Head made after a vehicle pulled through the stop sign there at the end of 1668. Most of the locals know that as Crittenden Springs Road, near the heart-shaped pond, and the vehicle went through the intersection, turned left toward Marion, and the sheriff happened to be there observing in the area and turned on his blue lights and pulled over what turned out to be a rollback type wrecker. It did have not for hire on the side. It did not look like a commercial rig. But inside were two Nebo residents, a man and a woman, and they were charged with a variety of offenses, including trafficking in methamphetamine. The sheriff says that he recovered 1 pound of meth and thousands of dollars in cash, and even, oddly enough, a bag of shredded cash. Stay tuned to the Crittenden Press, and we'll have a full story on this and try to explain the mystery of that shredded cash that looked kind of like cabbage. In other court news, a local businessman who last year accused the county attorney of physical assault has reached a plea agreement with prosecutors that could eventually clear his record. On Wednesday, Kent Withrow entered an Alford plea to a misdemeanor charge of filing a false report on the incident that he alleged the county attorney had grabbed him by the throat. That was after a meeting at the county office complex back in December following a fiscal court meeting. The two had a verbal confrontation, and Withrow called 911 later and reported that he had been assaulted. Now, video surveillance footage there at the courthouse proved that to be unfounded. Basically, Withrow will be facing probation for 1 year, and final sentencing is set for next September, at which time, if there are no further offenses, those charges will be dismissed. As a reminder, this program is brought to you by advertising, and we'll take a short break and hear from another one of our wonderful sponsors.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruse with the BP Cruse Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruse Company, Marion, Kentucky.
So we're going to take a look at the local calendar to get you through the weekend, but stay tuned after that. We're going to visit with former Marion Mayor Mickey Alexander and talk about the Smithland Dam and what it has to do with the Marion Fire Department. If you don't know this story, you will be quite intrigued. So here's some events that are coming up Thursday through Saturday. Today at 6:30 p.m. at the Virgil Jones VFW in Marion, there will be a meeting with refreshments served. That will be at the VFW building again on North College Street. Also, this evening, Crittenden County Public Library Board meets at 5 p.m. That will be at the library. Friends of the Library also meet at 6 p.m. at the library. Tomorrow, Crittenden County Food Bank will have its normal monthly distribution. That will be 8 a.m. until noon down at the PAX building, or beside the PAX building, 402 North Walker Street. In sports, Crittenden County volleyball girls travel up to Henderson County tonight. The Rocket golf team will be at Breckenridge Golf Course over in Morganfield. Tomorrow night, the Rocket football team hosts Webster County at 7 p.m. Both teams looking for their first win of the season. You can see our webcast with Coach Gage Courtney on this week's show. That's on YouTube, and find out all you want to know about Rocket football. On Saturday, Junior Pro football plays at Trigg County, and the Crittenden County cross country team will be down at McCracken County for a big meet. If you're an outdoorsman, archery season gets underway this Saturday. That's for deer and turkey. Now I'm going to set the stage for you. I went down to Smithland last week and took a tour of the hydroelectric dam. Most of you who are familiar with the Ohio River and the Smithland Dam understands that that was a navigational dam with locks there. It was built back in the sometime in the 1970s. I think it actually came online around 1980. But it served many years just as a navigational dam, and it has two locks, which was when it was built, that was kind of a new concept for these dams on the Ohio River. But later on, at some point over the next 10 years after it was built, they conceived the idea that this could be a hydroelectric dam. So Marion, Kentucky, oddly enough, ended up as the permit holder for that hydroelectric plant. And we're going to talk to former Mayor Mickey Alexander. He's going to explain how Marion made that connection. And something else you'll also be interested to know, many of you know about Dam 50 and Dam 51, which was down a little farther down the Ohio River, down around Golconda. Dam 50 is now Riverview Park down on the Ohio River, but it was kind of a recreational area even when it was Dam 50. Nonetheless, whenever they built the Smithland Dam is when they did away with Dam 50 and Dam 51. And then more recently, we've developed that Riverview Park into just a wonderful place with a boat ramp there, a seasonal pier, picnic areas, camping pads with electric and water. So, you know, there's a long storied history about the Smithland Dam and its effects on not only Livingston County, but Crittenden County as well. So we're going to talk to the mayor and find out how the Smithland Dam actually built Marion's fire station. So Mickey, you've been associated for many years, or were associated for many years with the Marion government, and you have some recollection of how this Smithland Dam came to provide Marion with a fire department. Can you tell us the background on that story?
Yeah, Chris, it was in the early 80s, and Jim Price from Aiken, South Carolina, called the city hall, and Ann Hill answered the phone, and he asked if he could get on the agenda to meet with the city council, and he starts to tell her why, and she says, hold on a minute, let me put the city administrator on. So she buzzed David Cobb, and David talked to Jim, and Jim asked if he could come and make a presentation to the city about being co-partners for a hydroelectric plant at Smithland Dam. So David thought, well, sure, what could it hurt? So he invited him, and so he came up and made his pitch. The deal was they were auctioning off licenses for hydro plants on the Ohio River. And if you had a municipal partner, it took priority over other bidders. So he was looking for a municipal partner. And of course, when he looked at the map, the first place he called was Smithland. And at that time, they didn't have anybody that answered the phone on a regular basis. So he didn't get an answer there. So he called Paducah. And the person there said, well, the fellow you need to talk to is on vacation. So he was on a short time frame to get this done. So he just gets his map and draws a bigger circle, and he sees Marion, and he calls there, and Ann put him in touch with David. He told David the story, and he came up and made his pitch to the city council.
And then there were many years of just cricket, so to speak. I mean, this thing sat around for a long time, right? And then somehow this outfit that runs the hydroelectric plant there now, AMP, which was formerly AMP Ohio, then they kind of entered the picture and somehow bought the rights, the permit, or something like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Originally, Jim's vision was to build the plant and sell the power. And as economy changed and different things happened, he believed that it was better just to sell it to a bigger company that had the ability to get the financing and get it done. And so tried several different partners, and many of them didn't pan out, including the reason for one of them was it was a subsidiary of the company in California that went broke and took down a bunch of people with them. So we had to start over again when that
Enron.
Was failing.
What's Enron?
Yes, that's right, Enron. So after that, well, we started again. And Senator Wendell Ford helped us get approval from the National Energy Regulatory Commission to build the hydro plant there on the dam. And we tried to market the power to several different places. And so ultimately, AMP Ohio was the one that was the most favorable. And so it sold the interest in the sold the rights to build the plant there to AMP, and Jim received I don't know how much, but probably several million dollars, because he's the person that had conceived it and carried it all this way just for putting our name on the documents while the city got $1 million.
And
correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that $1 million actually went to support the building of the beautiful fire department we have on the corner of Main and Belleville. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, sir. Once we got the new city hall, we knew that we needed a fire department because you couldn't get all the trucks inside and close the doors. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, that it was a timely gift to the city, and so we have a beautiful fire department there now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's quite an interesting story how Marion came to inherit some interest in a dam down in Livingston County and built a fire department from it. So I know a lot of time went by 20 some odd years or more before there was some activity on that, and then all of a sudden here comes a check.
Yeah, it was a really happy day when that happened.
Yeah. All right. Well, former Mayor Mickey Alexander, I appreciate your time and your memories of how that all went down. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Chris.
Such an interesting story. You can find out even more details about the tour of the Smithland Dam last week, how much power that dam generates now, where it goes, because it goes to a couple of local communities. All that information we wrap up for you in this week's Crittenden Press. So grab one. They're on newsstands today. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press. We'll catch you on Monday.